All right, welcome to the first episode of Eurotrash. I'm Robert Vujasinovic. Is it the proper pronunciation? Americans can say anything else because I'm not going to take the time again, like I have for the past 36 years, to try to get you fuckers to pronounce shit correctly. It's nonsense. With just with how you people are, it's just not gonna happen. No way. I've been hearing this shit my whole life, and I didn't ask for this. I was just born. I wake up. I got these two pieces of fucking Euro trash staring at me. And they named me. Let's do some background. I was born in 1981, the former Yugoslavia, to a Croatian mother and a Serbian father. For those of you who are absolute dumb fucks that don't know, Yugoslavia was a socialist country. Some would say communist, but you people don't know what the fuck you're talking about any of the time, so it doesn't matter. And yeah, I went into war. There's a lot of fucking debate in history about this. I'm not gonna get into it, but some fuckers decided to, well, they wanted to kill each other. So anyway, Serbians versus Croats. Everybody hated Albanians. Everybody hated Bosnians. Kosovo is not a fucking country, so you guys can fuck off. And that's what went down. We decided before the war was public or got real bad, my parents decided, hey, why don't we go to the US? Probably better opportunities there, where we can, if we want a chocolate bar, we don't just get one chocolate bar the government gives us, but that we could choose from. But there's hundreds of different chocolate bars. Seriously, I did not realize the extent of this because I'd grown up, I left when I was 5 or 6 years old and was in the States, so I grew up in the States predominantly. But my parents would always tell me stories about fucking buying chocolate. Robert, that would be my dad, Zoran. Robert, there's only you go to Croatia, you want chocolate, you have chocolate. It says chocolate on it, that's what you get. You want Hershey? No Hershey. You get chocolate. It just sounds like fucking, like they're fucking barbarians, like they're living in this peasant village, and they go out and there's just some old bitch selling her wares, and that's it, So it's kind of wild. Yeah, fucking crazy. Can't even imagine it. I mean, I'm sure if I would have stayed there, my head would have been on a spike somewhere in the town. So happy I got out. We moved immediately to New York. We moved to a predominantly Greek, Croatian, neighborhood. And everything was chill until the war became public in the 90s. The US got involved. And here's what I want to say, because right now gun control is a huge thing. My dad right now lives in this fucking valley right outside Reno, Nevada, and he's got some land, people, and it's BLM land, so people nearby, they're doing off-road shit. They're in big trucks, motorcycles, dirt bikes. He loves all that shit, so he's going out there all the time. And he is becoming more and more of this kind of like conservative Republican redneck. It's amazing to watch. It's hilarious. At the same time, he thinks no one should have a gun but the police and the government. And we should, not only should no one have a gun, we should take their guns. It's the craziest shit I've ever heard. Now, say what you want for gun control or guns or whatever, and I don't know where you guys are at with that, but I just don't think going house by house and trying to take someone's guns who has guns is a great idea. All things said, you better have some life insurance. Because I guarantee you, these dudes out in the valley over here are going to shoot you right in your fucking face as soon as you mention something about, like, hey, Bill from who rides dirt bikes and goes shooting probably at the same time. Mind if I get your gun from you? Oh yeah, forget about it. I mean, I was over at their house last weekend, and they were talking about, oh yeah, our friend, their pit bull's always loose. We're driving down the road. I see this damn pit bull. So I get out and I'm like, hey, let's call this number. Let's get this guy over here. The guy shows up in a Jeep. As soon as he gets out of Jeep, I notice two pistols right next to his seat, right by the door. Listen, I'm all for people defending themselves, but you got two of them, huh? What are you, John Wick? What the fuck's going on here? It's kind of crazy. Anywho, but he was talking about in Yugoslavia, you weren't allowed to have guns. The government had guns, police had guns. If you found you with a gun, you got arrested. If you killed someone in self-defense, you got arrested and you're going to jail for murder. And that's just it. But magically, when there was a war to fight, everyone had guns. Everyone. Tanks too. And that's because these other countries, the US and all these people, they're just showing up. Hey, here's some guns, here's a tank. Why don't we open up like a little Walmart for you guys? Where you could get all the ammunition and guns you need. Kind of crazy. So anyway, that's his background with all this shit. Well, yeah, we get to the US, the war gets public, the US gets involved. We're living in New York. All these Croatian dudes that were cool with my dad forever suddenly weren't cool. And just all that stupid shit. So we ended up moving. We moved to Reno, Nevada, and here we are. My dad is Serbian as fuck. I mean, everything. His whole attitude. And as bad as he is with being a piece of Serbian Euro trash, his dad is 100 times worse. Not so bad now because he's a grandpa. You can't not love your grandfather, but when he was younger, just the shit that he does is just insane. Now, in the interest of time and storyline progression, I'm going to try to keep you guys up to date with what's happening now and maybe throw in a few stories from the past, but kind of give you guys an idea of what my current life is like. Currently, I go see my parents once a week, maybe twice a week, and I drive out to where they live and hang out for the day. It's boring as fuck. We're not doing shit. My mom gets migraines constantly. She just got done with 3 weeks constant diarrhea, and it's not like her health's bad. This is just normal Croatian women shit. The women there are so miserable, and they just are fueled on drama and chaos. So this is normal. The diarrhea. I've had diarrhea for 3 weeks and I still raised you. That's normal. That's a normal kind of thing for Croatian women. I went to Croatia in 2010. I'll tell you guys this little jam of a story. I go there with my mom. My mom's there. She flies in. My grandfather, her dad was really sick. So that was the whole reason we even went there. And he ended up passing right after we left. Motherfucker. Can you believe that shit? Go over there, spend a month there. A month. See him like 3, 4 times a week. Hang out with all these people I've missed my whole life. And then I'm there, and then he doesn't even die when I'm there. He waits like a week. Come on, man. I'm right here. It's kind of crazy too because he had some form of dementia. He just wasn't remembering anybody. Didn't know who my mom was. It was bad. He looked up at me and smiled. So that was nice. Made me think that he remembered me, which I'm not sure if he did or not, but that was cool. Hospital was a big piece of shit. Anyway, it was crazy. So my mom is just walking me around, showing me all these places. You remember this place? You were 5 years old. Do you remember it? No, I don't. So I'm just constantly telling her, I don't remember shit. I was 5 years old. I was trying not to shit my pants. That's what I was doing when I was five. I'm still trying not to do that. I probably shit my pants once every 2 years. This is my life. So I don't remember. No, I don't remember this shit. We're walking around, and I said, "Who's that?" They smiled at me, but then they saw you and they walked off. Oh, that is your blah blah blah. There's just a trail of women my mother does not talk to anymore. And I don't feel like this is special because my mom's not that special. She's not that mean. It's just this is Croatian women. They don't drink coffee. They drink drama and chaos. That's their drink of the morning. So it's insane. Absolutely insane. And that's what Croatia was like. I didn't remember shit, and I ran into people I'm not supposed to be talking to. That was it. Other than my first day there, a couple things happened. And listen, this happened in 2010. So that would make me 31. No, that's not right. What is it, fucking 2018? Holy shit. I was 28. I'm 28 when I'm there. So I've had a whole life of growing up in New York, growing up in Reno, and all of a sudden I'm going over here and it's fucking crisis because my grandfather in the shitty hospital. And so I'm there. First day, get out of the airport. We get in the car. We get in my grandfather's car. He's got a little piece of shit German car. It's small, very small. I get in the passenger seat. I fucking see this parking brake keep popping up. It's just popping up all the time. And he keeps taking his hand and putting it back down. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? I tell him, Grandpa, your parking brake keeps coming up. He tells me, you let me drive, you enjoy the ride. Look over there. He doesn't want me fucking paying attention. He wants me just to enjoy the ride, be a passenger. Oh, it's fucking wild. We get back to the house through his gate. He opens the gate, then he gets back in the car, drives it in, closes the gate. This car barely fits between. As soon as you open the gate and walk in, there's a big shop. He parks the car as close as he can to the shop, and the gate barely closes. And I tell him, like, hey, what the fuck's going on here? Your gate and your shop, I mean, and he's all, it's perfect. I go to dealership. I say, I want a car, these many meters. They find me car fit measurement, perfect car, perfect spot. And I'm all, fucking hell. This motherfucker right here measured from the shop to the gate and bought a car based on those measurements. This little shitty German car with the e-brake popping up all the time. Holy shit. We go in, we have some food. As soon as I walk in, I see this great bowl. Big ceramic bowl, really shiny, really nice. Inside, there's all these purple rocks, like I think decorative rocks. I'm running them through my fingers like a fucking maniac. I just think it's the greatest shit. I'm on sensory overload right now. I'm just trying to calm down, do some autism therapy right here. Running all these fucking shiny purple rocks through my hands. My grandma tells me, Robert, that is why I could not come to your wedding. Because of my kidney stones. Look how many kidney stones I had. And I went, oh, fuck me. I've just been running my fingers through her dried up kidney stones that for some reason she has sitting in this fucking bowl. Holy shit. And I don't even know what to do myself. It's not gross. I mean, they're not like wet, sopping, fresh kidney stones. They're dried, they're smooth. It looks like she got this from ordered this from SkyMall. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I go in the kitchen, smallest fridge you ever seen, because in Europe, they do not give a shit about about keeping food for that long. They just don't do it. They go to the store every few days, pick up some stuff that they need, and that's it. They don't do grocery shopping like we do in the US. US, we go to these fucking giant stores and we do all this grocery shopping. We fill up carts and carts. If you have two carts with mountains of food in Europe, they would look at you like you're a fucking moron. And they just don't have preservatives and all that shit like we do here. So, you buy all that food, you're just wasting your money. It's all gonna go bad. So, I open up the fridge and I see another bowl. I'm not running my fingers through this shit. This is a bowl of eggs. Looks like about 20 eggs. And she said, "Oh yes, I bought eggs. I make you cake every day." And I was like, "Oh fuck. Better buy new underwear while I'm here. Holy shit, you're gonna make a cake every day." And she tells me that she bought 200 eggs. She only has 20 in the fridge right now. I'm like, oh man, it's gonna be the fattest trip of my life. My God, I'm already a fat ass. And I got her making all this shit for me. We decided to go to the beach. It's still early, it's probably like 1 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon. So we go to the beach. There's this guy coming out of the water just as we get there. As soon as he gets out of the water on the shore, drops dead. Kid you not, this motherfucker drops fucking dead right there, not 10 feet from me. And they called an ambulance. There's Croatian women. You have not seen somebody mourn or cry until you've seen a Croatian woman cry over somebody who's just died or something. I mean, they'll throw themselves on top of these dead bodies, just weeping like crazy. God forbid it's a funeral. Holy shit, you're gonna need a bouncer just for the casket. So there's all this crying going on. I'm like, oh fuck. We go back to the house, tell them what happened. They don't seem fazed at all. They're like, oh well, that's crazy. We have some dinner. We decide we're gonna walk across the bridge and go to the old part of town, which is this big fortified medieval city, because this town that we are from, it's been conquered by the Ottoman Empire, by Hungarians, excuse me, Turks, anyone you could think of. There's a few sphinxes in town because whoever conquered it was into sphinxes. They liked it, so they built a few of them in town. Makes no fucking sense. It's crazy. It's like the seasonal section in the grocery store. Like, it makes no fucking sense what's in that seasonal section, but it's there right in the middle of the store staring at you. It's fucking wild. So we go into town. We run into somebody who apparently is a second cousin or something. We hug, we exchange. I wish I cared who you were, but I don't know you, never did know you, and I don't know what second cousin even means anymore. So we're talking to him and he's like, yeah, my best friend died today. And I was like, holy shit, that sucks. What happened? He just got out of prison. He was on drugs for a long time. And he just wanted to go for a swim. Came out of the water. I guess he dropped dead right over by this cafe. And I said, holy shit, that happened 10 feet away from me. That's the guy that dropped dead in front of me this morning. And he's like, yeah, it's fucking crazy. I said, what is this world? People just dropping dead and then you run into their find out they're related, or they're not related to you, but their best friend is your second cousin. Fucking crazy. Keep walking some more. I run into another second cousin, third cousin. Well, I don't know. Fuck they are. This is a very good looking dude. I gotta tell you, this guy made my pubic hair stand on end. And he's married to this I guess they're both the Cretians, but they're living in Australia. They immigrated to Australia. And his wife is an Australian supermodel. What? So I'm like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Damn. Damn, she was hot. Very good looking couple. We go up to the apartment that they have there. I guess they have an apartment there that they, because they come to Croatia several times a year. And so we're hanging out and stuff. And somebody was telling me, oh yeah, we got another someone who's related to us in Australia. She's a supermodel too. It's like, holy shit, look at me. Fuck, I look like a fucking bag of shit. And I got a few supermodels in the family. Where are the genes going? They just get handed out to people like there's a lottery or something, and I get the shit. And find out that that supermodel was married to what's that guy's name? Fredo Starr from Onyx. Holy shit. Yeah, it was a wild time in Croatia. We go see my grandfather, and we go in this shitty hospital. There's a black nurse. So listen, let me put this out there right now. I in no way, and I don't even need to say this, but people that know me know I don't give a shit if you're black, white, yellow. I don't care. I'm just not used to black people at all being in this country, because I remember having seeing any black people when I was a kid. Didn't even know what black people were until I moved to New York. And all of a sudden, there's this nurse. So I just figure, oh, that's cool. We got some black people in this country now. That's pretty rad. And I just thought, like, oh, she probably immigrated here from some other country, or some reason. She's a nurse. Cool. She starts talking to me in full Croatian, like better Croatian than I could speak. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's weird, man. It's just really weird. And for nothing else, it's just odd. Just something you're not used to. Didn't make me uncomfortable. Could care less. Sure, she's a great person. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with I'm not used to hearing somebody that looks nothing like me speaking a language that I should know and speaking it better than me. It was just kind of odd. I was really interested in it. I was interested in why she came over, all this stuff. It was a nice conversation. Doesn't change the fact my grandpa's dying. So it was a rough day. Went back home to my grandparents' house, fell asleep. Hot as shit over there. They got these zebra stripe mosquitoes that kept fucking eating me all day. I ended up getting an infection. Have to get a shot in my ass from these two, Euro trash bitches. So I'm waking up the next day, I'm still amazed about this car fitting between the shop and the gate. It's still just in my head. I go over and I look under my grandfather's car and I can see something shining under his car. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I look under and it's like two tubes and then some wires. It's just under the car. And I'm like, this looks like a fucking bomb. The war's over, guys. The fuck's there a bomb doing under here? I go inside and tell my grandfather, hey, go look under your car. What is under the car? What are you talking about? Well, there's something fucking under this car, and you need to take a look at it. He comes out, he looks at it, and I said, is that a fucking bomb? And my grandfather said, oh, it could be. We call it Darko. Darko. Now, my only familiarity with the name Darko is, of course, Donnie Darko. Great movie. Gyllenhaal, you're the man. And he calls Darko. This dude shows up. Looks like he's still in the war. And he looks under there. He pulls. He just. I said, it looks like a bomb. And he said, oh yeah, that's a bomb. He reaches down to grabs it like it's the last M&M in the bag. And I'm like, holy shit! I start backing up. I'm fucking freaked out. He's like, "No worry, nothing in tubes. It's bomb, but it's empty." And I'm like, "Damn." So he just takes it with him, takes it home. He's just walking down the street with this bomb. Holy shit. Fucking freaked me out. And that was my first few days of Croatia. Hopefully, this is a taste of what you guys are in for. I will be having some talks with my parents, and I'm going to upload them here and hopefully have a mixture of old stories, current stories. Also, you can leave me a voice message to this podcast using Anchor, I feel like. And you can tell me if you have a story. You don't have to be European. If you're Mexican, you got Mexican parents and they're crazy as shit, shoot me a story. I'll read it on here. I love this shit. All right. See you guys.